This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So yes, that is Joey Chestnut.
He's on
television.
He's on CNN. Today's prep day. Let's be honest, it's prep day.
Today was weigh-in day.
Oh, good Lord.
Can you hear me? Is my mic working?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Why is it weigh-in day? Why do they have to weigh in prior?
I don't know, but our good friend Cameron Mead weighed in this morning. I have a picture.
Okay.
Cameron Mead, by the way, the nephew of my neighbors across the street.
Yep.
Let me see here. Heather sent me this picture earlier.
The weigh-in.
There is our buddy Cameron Mead.
All right.
Weighing in at the Nathan's Hot Dog
yep.
Eating Contest.
Weighing in at 168 pounds. He did say he's gained 20 pounds in a month and a half training for this.
I'm going to text him and see if what he weighed in at today.
Yeah. We want to know the starting weight.
We need to know.
What time is this thing tomorrow? I am not watching
yes,
a bunch of people gorge themselves. It's so gross. But I'm also fascinated, like the hoarder in Connecticut.
Hey, Q, what time is the hot dog eating contest tomorrow? Do we know?
I'll find out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm cheering for Cameron Mead. He's not going to win.
Okay. Speaking of 4th of July, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we have a very special guest, Dr. Megan Garcia from research, specifically the burn program, is going to call in and talk about not only the injuries that they typically see this time of year, but the injuries that they have already seen come through the emergency room doors.
You know, and I'm not, listen, I love America. My dad fought for this country.
He fought for your right to lose your digits, checking to see why the mortar won't explode.
My dad was shot 6 times in Vietnam. He was a better man than I am. I can never understand the thrill, and maybe I'm just a party pooper or a Debbie Downer, I don't know, of shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July.
I like watching them. I like going
I like watching
the big
a professional
display.
One.
Yes.
But my, you know, on my block, and I've been in neighborhoods where it's even worse, it's like damned Beirut in 1982. And everybody is trying to blow up everybody's house. And I'm just like, oh, God, it gives me anxiety. You know,
dogs are on Prozac today.
So Stella died on July 15th of last year. And this is my first July 4th without a dog.
Yeah.
And because in years past.
Oh, she would flip out.
Oh, my word. She would be huddled in the basement in the bathroom because that's where you could hear the fireworks the least. And this is my first year without having to tend to a dog who thinks that the entire neighborhood is blowing up because it is.
I don't want to rain on anyone else's parade. If that's your thing and you like shooting them off, that's great. I, you know, it's not my thing, but if it's yours, be safe. And I hope that you, you know, go home today with 10 fingers and toes, and you come back to work on Monday with the same.
And you know that without question, there's going to be somebody in this town, somebody listening to this show right now, who has 10 fingers.
Yep.
And come Monday, we'll have 9.
Yep.
Or eight. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
So that is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the Royals here in just a minute.
Oh, we just heard from Cameron Mead. Cameron Mead, our good friend.
Give me the weight. He
weighed in today at 176 pounds.
Okay. And he started at 163. He was a 163-year-old pound person.
Before he started training.
Before he started, quote, training after he won the hot dog eating contest at Shawnee Days. And now he is 176.
Six. You want to call him?
No. Yeah, sure, call him. Most of that's water weight now.
All right. Hey, pop the phones down for just a second while I dial them up.
Yeah, I want to know what is prep day like? Are you eating anything today or are you fasting in? Yeah.
We'll start at 12 o'clock Eastern. So that's 11 o'clock here.
11 a.m. here. Isn't it on ESPN or something?
It is on ESPN
ridiculous?
And ESPN 2.
Okay.
Let's pot him back up.
Going for a double header here.
Oh, of course. I'm going to send you the number and then you give him a call. Well, we'll do it. We'll do it after 15.
Okay. Right.
I'll do my producer job.
So we, as we always do, went home last night, had a late dinner and then watched the Royals game that was on very late, 8:40 p.m. I could not even stay awake for the game. I'm not going to lie. I was just exhausted.
How'd Cags do?
Well, we were winning 1-0.
1-0.
Ended up losing 2-3. We ended up losing 2-3. And, you know, he swung in the dirt a couple times, Scott. And when it happened, I went, no, don't do that. Because I just love, I just love him.
I think it's unhealthy how much you love him.
I want him to succeed.
We all do. We all do.
For his family, for, you know, I just want him to succeed.
He's batting 144.
Okay. And we need to bring that up.
Third worst on the team.
Third worst? So he's not the worst.
Dana, he's the third worst batter on the team.
And you don't think he knows that, Scott? And he's fielding great. And so, you know what? He just needs some time to get his psyche in line with that.
They brought him up too soon.
I'm not denying that. But did you hear more and more ballparks are banning fans for interference with the game? And this just happened with the Diamondbacks. Listen to this.
All right.
Dave McCaskill, look him up. The Diamondbacks fan who stole headlines after interfering with a home run ball in the eighth inning of Monday's game will no longer be allowed to come to games at Chase Field. McCaskill has been a D-back season ticket holder, and over the years he has been involved in, quote, multiple situations where fan interference occurred. The latest incident happened Monday night. It turned a potential home run by San Francisco's Christian Coss into a double. And we're quoting here from Chase Field. This particular fan.
Look at what he did.
Yep. Has been involved in multiple offenses at Chase Field. Consequently, we have terminated his account and he is prohibited from returning.
Good.
He's interfering to help his home team, the Diamondbacks, but explain what that picture shows.
He's not helping his home team, the Diamondbacks, because that is a Diamondbacks player, outfielder, that he is stealing a potentially home run ball from that the Diamondbacks player could have caught.
No, the latest incident turned a potential home run by San Francisco's Christian Coss into a double. It was a San Francisco player's home run.
Right, but he's interfering with the integrity of the game.
100% he is interfering with the integrity of the game. They are saying there's a possibility they will allow him back next season. But you can't, he's got a glove.
But you're saying that the Diamondbacks player is not going to make the catch. To say that he stole a home run from a Giants player is assuming that Diamondbacks player is not going to make the catch.
And the Diamondbacks player very well might have made the catch.
Exactly my point, which would have been an out, not a double.
You're right. So either way, you shouldn't be interfering. But I think we're starting to see some ballparks.
Didn't Chicago, the
bite
Cubs,
back at this.
Kick that one guy out years ago during the World Series or the playoffs?
Well, that's a big infamous case. He's since been allowed to return.
He has since been allowed to return.
Should I tell you, Sophie went to her first game this week at Wrigley Field and ended up on the Jumbotron.
What was she doing in Chicago?
All of her best friends, there's five of them from high school, are all in Chicago for the weekend.
Nice.
They went to Wrigley. They sat in the bleachers, you know, which isn't even in the ballpark proper.
You mean the bleachers that they actually have erected outside of the stadium?
They sat in the bleachers, and at one point they look up. She was on the Jumbotron. I thought that was so funny.
I need to see if we're going to be in San Francisco next week. I need to see if the Giants are going to be at home.
Because you've never been, which means you've never been to that stadium. And I think
which overlooks the bay.
You should go look at that stadium. Is that the one where they show the kayakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go look at that stadium. That is so fun.
Well, I'm not going to go look at it unless I'm going to watch a game.
No, go.
I'm just go stare at a stadium.
Look at it. Like you could do at KCI. You could just go in and look now. Maybe order some donuts and leave.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna go on Open Table and see if I can make a reservation to go dine at KCI.
Okay. Let me see.
That bay where the kayakers are, it has a name. It's McCovey Cove.
McCovey Cove. Yep.
They're not going to be home.
Oh, sorry. That's fine. There's plenty to do. Are you going to Alcatraz?
I don't know if we're going to go to it. We'll definitely see it, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm obsessed. You need to get tickets if you want to go.
Well, we're going to see her daughter.
Her daughter can come to Alcatraz.
Okay. We're just going to San Francisco. We're going to let them dictate. Can you imagine if somebody came to Kansas City?
Yeah,
like,
and said, I want to go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And I go, absolutely, get in the car,
well,
let's go.
When Penn Lehmachin came to Kansas City a couple years ago, I took him to places I thought he would want to see.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know anything about it, about Kansas City. So we went to Sporting. We went to the Royals. We went to the Truman Library. We went to the Liberty Memorial. We went to World War One Museum.
And then he went home and he's like, damn, all I wanted to do was go to the original Joe's.
We did do that.
Did you? Good.
Yes.
Good, good.
I did take him to Oklahoma Joe's. All right, we're going to visit, hopefully, with Cameron Mead here in just a moment. He weighed in at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island at 176 pounds. And he punched his ticket at Old Shawnee Days 2 weeks ago here in Shawnee. Dana Wright, Quentin, my name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So we're going to have a little bit of a respite here, Scott, because I have my very first colonoscopy on Tuesday. Prep is on Monday.
I can't wait.
And then you are taking a couple of days off Wednesday through next week.
And I was wrong. The Giants are going
to
be home.
I want you to go see that game. I cannot wait. I want to hear about your photos. I will make it a point to phone in to this very program that bears my name on Monday.
Can you make it around 5 o'clock?
It can. I will call you if you want updates. I've never done this.
No, if you call at two, you're of no use. I need you to call in when the thunder rolls.
When the magic is happening.
When the thunder rolls.
When the magic is happening. Okay, that I can do.
When you are literally incapable of getting off of a toilet.
Which, by the way, thank you so much to our listener who said yesterday you no longer have to drink that god-awful gallons of stuff. They have a pill version now, Scott. A pill version.
Did you pick it up? Because you can't pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a holiday.
No, I'm going to pick it up probably tonight after work. And the nurse said to me, it's not always covered by insurance, just FYI, but we are going to call you in the pill version. I don't care if that pill is $100 for one pill. I am taking that pill because I've heard about the...
Well, the Go Light.
The liquid.
The Go Light's a little rough.
Yeah. I just don't...
And it is called Go Light.
Go Light.
Go Light. L-Y-T-E. Go L-Y-T-E.
It should be called Embrace Yourself.
Thunder's coming. But you'll be fine. Speaking of Go Light, Cameron Mead is joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Hello, Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. You all set for tomorrow with the Nathan's Eve, the hot dog eating contest?
Eve of your big competition. How are we feeling, Cameron?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to take on Joey. I just talked to him at the weigh-in, and it was a great ceremony, and I'm getting ready.
Okay, how was there smack talk, and what did you talk about?
Yeah, did you say you're going down?
No, there's no smack talk. You know, like I said, I respect him so much. He's awesome, but I got to talk to him about how he's been preparing and how he's ready to come back after the 1 year absence, and I got to talk to him about planning some later content, doing some videos with them. So it's fun.
So let me ask you, do you eat anything today? We were just talking about fasting, oddly enough. Are you fasting today, or can you have a normal day? How do you go about this?
There's some events that some of the eaters I was talking with said that we might go out and do something a little after around 5 o'clock today, maybe a little eating, but yeah, I'm still fasted. I think I'm on day three right now, so just keeping the electrolytes, tea, water down, and chugging gallons of water.
Correct me if I mispronounce the name, but is Kobayashi there as well?
No, he is not. He hasn't participated in, I think, around 10 years, ever since Joey beat him for the first time.
Huh.
All right.
You're ready.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I don't think I could be more ready. I'm really. I'll be hungry tomorrow. I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. Got to talk to all the other porters who are here today. And
what's your PR?
What is your personal record
in a practice round?
Yeah,
32.
32. Ooh. Okay, you got some work to do, but we believe in you, Cameron.
Thank you.
All of Kansas City is cheering for you. You know that, right?
Yes. I can't let you guys down. I'm going to perform really well tomorrow. I know I will.
Cameron, who are the judges?
George Shea is ultimately the ultimate. He has a final say, but the other one is Sam Barkley of Major League Eating, and then there's so those two will be the ultimate number counters. I mean, obviously the people flipping the number signs are. I couldn't tell you all their names. There'll be one or two per person, but the final say comes down to those two guys, the president and then assistant.
How long do you have to soak the bun to make it quickly edible?
Ideally, like two to three seconds should do it.
Are you a bun soaker?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it makes it so much easier. You don't want to eat dry buns up there. It'll take 10 seconds.
No.
Mm-hmm. What time is the competition tomorrow?
It'll be at 11 Central tomorrow. The coverage will start, and then the eating should take place about 11:30 Central.
Okay.
Oh my God, I've got my mom coming over tomorrow. I've got my daughter. Your aunt and uncle are headed out of town today, so I'm not going to get to watch it with them. But I know that they're going to be parked in front of a TV ready to cheer you on.
Yes, they will. I've been talking to them today. They're really looking forward to it. So I won't let them down. That's for sure.
All right. Well, do us proud, buddy.
I will. Thank you.
We'll be cheering for you.
Be well. Try not to have a.
And remember, how long do you have to keep it down
No reversal.
Before you're disqualified?
Five minutes should do it.
5 minutes. Okay.
Just keep thinking good thoughts and not about hot dogs.
All right, I will.
You got it. All right, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Knock him dead.
By the way, this is the ultimate stage tomorrow, Scott, where legends are made and world champions are crowned.
That is correct.
And Sam Barclay is not only a competitive eating judge, he is the MC at a lot of these events.
Is he the one that we played the other day?
I think
who was
so.
Quentin, see if you can get Sam Barclay on introducing Joey Chestnut. I think it was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I mean, it is the most drawn out, overhyped.
He does say, Scott, in an interview that he's done, we should try to get him on the show. He says competitive eating is, quote, unequivocally a sport.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Well, I think there's a difference between competition and sport.
If bowling is a sport, sorry, Don Glasscock, if bowling is a sport, competitive eating is a sport. You're expanding, I mean, you're doing something physically to your body that is unnatural. You're expanding your stomach so wide. Nobody's stomach should house 77 hot dogs. Joey Chestnut can do it.
It makes me sick just thinking about it. Do you also not think there's genetics at play, that some people just have naturally a stomach that is more expandable than others?
Joey Chestnut is a skinny guy.
Okay.
He's not overweight.
Not looking to make this a topic, but speaking of competition, oh my God, did you see the poor young girl, Scott, that was at Wimbledon just owning it? Okay.
Don't give out any names because we got reamed on the text line yesterday when you said Coco Gauff got knocked out.
My gosh. This is making international headlines. I'm not spoiling anything.
What happened?
She has been forced to leave the competition 20 years old because there was a hole, a physical ditch hole somewhere near the back of the court. She goes back to take a break or whatever.
Did she twist her ankle?
Scott, she steps in the hole. And the hole is not like it's down there hole. Steps in it, twists her ankle. Mm. The still photos of them pulling her off the court and she is just crying, not just in pain, but crying because she knows it's over. They're calling it an unmarked ditch at the back of the court. Families and fans are demanding she should sue. Like, she should have the ability to sue. And I don't know that I disagree with that. You're at Wimbledon.
But sue for what?
They don't check that there's a hole at the back of the court?
Well, but I mean, if you're playing in the NFL and the AstroTurf, whatever, I don't know what they call it now, fake turf, if it rolls up and you trip on that and bust your knee out, can you sue the NFL or the team for which you're playing against or for?
I would say that's a different scenario.
It's different, and
why?
I think in this
because
case she
can. Because they have an NFLPA. They have a union that negotiates some of that stuff.
I assume that she's an independent contractor.
She was doing well, Scott. The mishap cost her $40,000 in prize money because she can't reach the second round. She can't reach the round because she's injured. By no fault of her own, she's injured.
All right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I saw online today they're coming to town this summer again at Starlight Theater. Earth, Wind, and Fire will be in town. I don't have the date in front of me, but they are coming back. If you have never seen Earth, Wind, and Fire, it is worth the ticket price and much more. A story here from the New York Post. Travis Kelce candidly revealed that he struggled hosting Saturday Night Live in March of 2023 because, quote, I can't read that well. The table reading, quoting here from Kelce, the table reading for a guy that can't really read that well, it was kind of a blanked situation. He said on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast this week, I felt like I was just trying to get through the reading instead of actually acting it out.
Oh, God, he was hilarious.
Giving it a voice and giving it a character and things like that. Like, I was just focused on don't blanking skip this line. You know what I mean? I'm more of an audio guy.
Yeah. Don't you remember the American Girl doll store where he he's
yes.
like the single guy that goes and sits yes. down at the cafe, the American. It is so funny. I thought he did great.
He received rave reviews.
Yeah, he did.
Quoting here, he was very open on if there was a note given or a suggestion given. I love that he didn't come in trying to act like I know everything and I know it all. A star is a star, and he is a star.
Yeah, I think we're going to see him on the silver screen. I really, really do.
Word out on why the band Oasis with the feuding Gallagher brothers is getting back together. Would you care to guess?
No, but go ahead, lay it on me.
It's all about the money.
Of course it is.
They're going to make $200 million.
Oh, my gosh.
On this tour. Brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher are getting back together for the first time in 16 years. Live Nation is paying them $170 million.
Yep.
To go back on tour. They've also signed a $27 million merchandising deal to sell the rights of their images. The Gallaghers, though, have taken out insurance on themselves individually in case the tour doesn't make it. In case they get into an argument. The band's going to make about $6.8 million per show.
Wow.
I know, right? And according to Mom, the brothers' rivalry began with Liam's birth.
Huh.
Okay. All right. Kansas woman is facing numerous charges of identity theft, forgery, and mistreatment of an elder person for an alleged scheme involving a women's care center. Wendy Hopkins, 54 years old, was charged this week with 48 counts, including identity theft, computer crime, theft, forgery, mistreatment of an elder person, according to the Johnson County DA's office. Few details were provided by the DA's office on the specifics of the crime, but a news release.
Dozens of charges, Scott.
48. That's four dozen. Her bond is set at $500,000. It must have been bad.
So I will tell you this. A spokesperson with the DA's office said victims of the alleged crimes may have involved patients of Rock Hill Women's Center,
correct,
a full-service OBGYN practice that operates in the Kansas City area. That name jumped out at me when I first read this article because I was once a patient at Rock Hill Women's Center.
You were?
Yeah.
For what?
Well,
if I can ask.
Just annual exam stuff. And I was only there maybe a year, maybe 2 years. But listen to this. Patients who experienced any financial card fraud between September 2022 and November 2023 are asked to call their local police department. She was set to be arraigned actually just about an hour ago.
Okay. So
No. Thursday, July 3rd.
So I guess I misread this. When I read that it was for mistreatment of an elderly person, blah, 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 I just assumed that Rock Hill Women's Center or Care Center was an old folks home. It's not.
How old do you have her?
54.
Yeah, this says dozens of criminal charges, including identity theft, computer crime, theft, forgery, and mistreatment of an elder person. That is in there. But most victims involved patients at Rock Hills Women's Center. And that is, I mean, I need to look it up. It was somewhere heart of Overland Park, I think. It's been a while since I've been there. But how are you supposed to know 2 years ago if you were a victim of fraud? I don't think I was. Yeah, there's an Overland Park Leawood office. There's a Lee Summit office. I don't know where she was operating. But it's where you go as a woman, Scott, for OBGYN services, if you're having a baby, if you just need an annual exam, for all women's things.
Somebody says on the text line, Scott, when you're clueless about something, shut your mouth. Joey Chestnut is not skinny. Tell me, look at that picture of him.
Have you taken your meds today?
I have.
He's not super fit, but he's not.
I didn't say he was fit. Whatever. I said he's skinny. He's
a normal guy, I guess. I don't know.
He's less than 200 pounds. No, I just took offense to when you don't know what you're talking about, shut up. I do want to know what I'm talking about. Joey Chestnut is not overweight. He's skinny.
All right, now I'm looking at a mugshot. I'm like, do I know this person? I don't think I do. All right.
All right. A 21-year-old congressional intern for Representative Ron Estes of Kansas was killed by a stray bullet in Washington, D.C. on Monday night.
Oh, my God.
Eric Tarpinian Jacob, a rising senior at UMass, was shot alongside two other victims when multiple suspects emerged from a vehicle and opened fire. Tarpinian Jacob, who police said was not the intended target, was unconscious when authorities arrived. The other victims, a woman and a 16-year-old boy, did survive. All three transported to a nearby hospital for treatment, but Tarpinian Jacob died on Tuesday.
We are getting a look at the new home living space for mass murderer Brian Koberger, who pleaded guilty yesterday to slaughtering those four children in Idaho.
And?
He is set to die in one of America's worst prisons with feces, smeared cages, riots, and a biohazard ventilation system. Brian Koberger is set to spend the rest of his life in one of America's worst, a maximum security hellhole that has been accused of feces, smeared cages, brutally violent guards, rioting inmates, and a biohazard ventilation system. The 30-year-old will serve his sentence in the state's most brutal prison alongside Chad Daybell, the child murderer. Remember they killed those kids?
Oh, yes.
Doomsday cult mom, crazy woman.
Yep.
As well as two of Idaho's most notorious serial killers. You know, he is expected to get, what, four life sentences to run consecutively, and he is not allowed to appeal at all.
You know, I was watching some of the families as they spoke to the media yesterday, and I know we touched on this yesterday as well.
Look at his eyes.
Oh, he is evil incarnate.
Yeah.
Without question. And one of the dads said, I just want to know why. But even if he told you why, A, would you believe it?
No.
And B, by the way, there's a story in the Stack from the prosecutor who laid out the timeline of this of these murders. And the prosecutor argued that he had been, Koberger had been planning these murders for 6 months in advance.
They had his cell phone ping near that house 23 times in the month prior. They do say they believe he was targeting the young woman who slept in the bedroom that faced the street. And they think all of the families agree that that was the initial target, that he went in targeting one of the young women. And they interviewed one of the newspapers interviewed a guy and his girlfriend who ran into this creep in a bar, in one of the college town bars. And the guy said, Scott, that this Koberger, you're not going to forget that face.
Right.
Because he's a weirdo. Came over and sat next to the guy and his girlfriend. Never said a word. He just came over and sat down.
Okay.
And then, quote, followed my girlfriend around the rest of the night. They've also talked to classmates.
Why?
Because he's just a creepy weirdo, weird behavior toward and against women in public spaces.
But he lived in Spokane, Washington, and these murders occurred in Moscow, Idaho, 30 miles away. What was the connection? Why did he even drive to that town?
I think he found her on social, developed some sort of infatuation, started stalking the place, and... Yeah.
Because his first victims were two of the girls who were sleeping in the same bed together, Maddie Mogan and Kaylee Goncalves. They were in bed together. He butchered them with a K-bar knife that he had bought months earlier on Amazon, according to the prosecutor's office. He then went in and killed the other two, Zanna Kernodle and Ethan Chapin.
His fellow students referred to him as the ghost because he would show up just before class started, coffee cup in hand, and vanish immediately after, muttering about all of the jobs he was working. They knew nothing about him other than he was intense and, quote, had a strangeness to him. His eyes looked as if they were, quote, bugging out. Yep. He was obviously on the spectrum. And here's the guy, a recent DeSalle graduate who told me Koberger came in and sat down with him and his girlfriend uninvited, said nothing, and then followed them around all night. The bar's owner, by the way, told him to leave and never come back.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festivus Thursday, coming your way at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
This is a story that's changed three times this week, but we finally have clarification on how in the Sam Hill... A five-year-old girl careened almost to her death off the fourth balcony of the Disney cruise ship.
From the New York Post, the five-year-old girl who fell overboard from a Disney cruise slipped through the ship's porthole and down into the ocean below, according to officials dispelling rumors that her father was at fault for the plummet. The young girl sailing on the Disney Dream was sitting on a railing on a fourth-floor deck of the ship as her parents played shuffleboard nearby at around 11:30 in the morning on June 29th. Suddenly, the youngster fell backwards through the porthole and down to the open waters. The girl's 37-year-old father did not see the fall but was alerted to it by the child's mother. He dove into the water and grabbed his daughter, and the two treaded water for roughly 20 minutes before they were picked up by rescue crews.
There's a YouTuber that has video of this cruise ship or a very similar cruise ship going by. And what you see are the normal railings and balconies and the, you know, area that if you had a room there, you would come out and look on the balcony. That's not where this is. This was in a quieter section of the cruise ship where there's shuffleboard that you can play. Mm-hmm. And mom and dad are out there with the sticks playing shuffleboard. The portholes from the outside of the ship are just, it looks like six holes that are flush with the side of the ship. Completely flush. And then below those holes, there's like 50 portholes all in a row. Looks like Morse code.
Okay.
If she fell from one of those five portholes, see the dark ones? You can see it right there.
Yep.
They are flush with the ship. If she fell backward and somehow one of those windows was open in the porthole, which clearly it was, you would just drop straight down.
Well, the story goes on to say it's not clear why the porthole was open. Well, why wouldn't it be? They're designed to be opened, are they not?
I don't know that the portholes are for that very reason. You wouldn't want a toddler flying through that tiny space.
Well, of course you would
not. An adult would not fit through the porthole, but a five-year-old would.
But the question is, in the story, why was the porthole open? And again, if mom and dad are in a public area of the ship, why wouldn't it be open to allow fresh air to get in? You're not on the ship to stay in a room the whole time.
I will tell you this. I am now wondering, you know, is this now a lawsuit, Scott?
Oh, my God. Why?
Because she flew through a porthole. What? Who would have seen that coming? If you had said to me she was on the balcony sitting down taking a selfie and flew over, yes, or the suggestion that the dad was holding her to take a photo and then she fell backward, then it's like, okay, you're being a ding-a-ling.
The porthole's not at ground level. It's not floor level, I guess I should say.
It's not floor level, but it clearly was at a level where she was able to reach it and tumble through it. I'm not saying I would agree with the lawsuit, but I'm saying a lawsuit looks a whole lot more likely now than it did under the initial scenario where passengers were saying the dad let her go and she fell.
I would hope not. I mean, keep in mind, the crew on this ship sprang into action, rescued the two of them. They're alive because of the actions of the crew.
Yeah, they treaded water for 20 minutes.
They should be thankful, not lawsuitable, in my opinion.
Okay, in rare instances, falling through a cruise ship porthole can happen, typically due to accidents involving loss of balance or reckless behavior in proximity to an open porthole. Sitting on or near a railing with a porthole, it can happen if you are sitting too close and you lose your balance and fall backwards.
If they were to sue Disney, if I'm Disney, I'm suing them for being inattentive parents.
Portholes on modern cruise ships generally do not open.
Then why was this one open?
Because the Disney Dream might have involved a specific type of opening or a different design than a standard closed porthole. The lawyers are going to come into the boardroom and go, you've got to be kidding. This is a one in a million thing, but let's close the portholes.
Probably. But would you not countersue them if they were to sue you if you were Disney?
You should,
instead of playing shuffleboard with your wife,
you're supposed to be doing things like, it's a Disney cruise. The kids are supposed to be able to go down the slide and woo, while you're playing shuffleboard. Where did she go? Oh, she flew through a circular window.
But Disney's not your babysitter. You still have to be a parent.
I know.
And the kid is only five.
I'm not saying I agree. I'm saying a lawsuit looks a whole lot more likely now than it did a week ago.
I must say I don't disagree with you. But we are a very litigious society, and if the parents of this kid don't sue Disney, I'll be shocked. Yet I would argue they have no case.
Was the porthole supposed to be closed, and it wasn't?
Were you supposed to be a parent?
No. Well, I'm not saying that, but do you not have a reasonable expectation of safety when you're out on a deck where no one is drinking, no one's woo-wooing? This was not a party deck. They were on a very quiet, sparsely populated deck playing shuffleboard. And by age five, let's be honest, you kind of think they're not going to do something like fly off the ship.
At five?
At two, I'd be worried. At three, I'd be worried.
I don't know how much safety you can assume on a Disney cruise. You're literally floating over waters that are hundreds and hundreds of feet deep in a vessel. There's nothing technically keeping you on board except yourself. Anybody and everybody who's on a cruise ship could jump overboard or out a porthole or into the ocean. I don't know. If I was on a cruise ship with a five-year-old kid, I'm probably not playing shuffleboard with my wife.
I would not go on a cruise with a five-year-old.
I wouldn't go on a cruise with a kid at all. No way. We're doing Festivus Thursday. The airing of the grievance is coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. That is Dana Wright. That's Quentin. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side of the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.